Introducing the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, where we meet each week discussing all matters of intuition, psychic development, and spiritual growth and wellness. Welcome to you from wherever you are today on this planet. All right, we begin our episode today with a discussion about clairsentience. In a previous episode, we talked about clairaudience, what it was, where it's located, how to access it, and how to even know your clairaudient. Today, we'll talk about clairsentience, meaning clear feeling, where it is located, how to access it, how to know your clairsentient, and some tools to help you open this gift. All right, so a little bit of recap. I want to remind you that we have several clair abilities. This is the way that we access intuitive sense, the spirit world, receiving messages of guidance. We have several senses, as you know, taste, touch, smell, hear, and sight. Our clair abilities are all of these senses, but at a heightened level. Clairvoyance, meaning clear seeing, claircognizance, meaning clear knowing. Clairaudience, which we discussed recently, which means clear hearing. Clear tasting, which means clear gustance. And clear smelling, which we know as clair olfactory. Today, we're talking about clairsentience, clear feeling. All right. So your clairsentience ability is rooted in your second chakra. This is the gateway to this very amazing ability that you were born with. The word clear is from a French word clair, and sentience comes from the Latin word sentire, which means to feel. The sacral chakra, where this ability is rooted, is orange in color and spins like a disc in a clockwise direction. Many of you are familiar with chakras, so you know this. This chakra offers us the opportunity to tune in and feel our emotions and the emotions of others. In addition, this is the seat of our clear feeling, otherwise known as clairsentient ability. It is here that you begin to strengthen, unravel, and become in tune with your clairsentience. So take a moment now, if you will, to see this vibrant orange chakra spinning with a beautiful, vivacious life force. Watch it as it spins clockwise for a few moments. And also watch it as it spins counterclockwise. It in fact does both. Imagine that now, if you will, for a few moments. As you begin to work with this chakra more and more in time, you will begin to feel it. You might feel it now as you place your consciousness and your intention in this area. Are there any sensations that you feel as you focus here now and tune into this chakra? Let your attention be present here for a few moments. This simple act is telling your higher self that you are ready to begin opening your clairsentient ability. All right, so how do you know that you are clairsentient? Well, you'll want to pay attention to your language. If you're clairsentient, you're saying things like, the way I feel when you talk about this, or the way I consider this project to turn out, I have a feeling it will be this way. You're saying words in your language connected to feel. Do you find yourself feeling the emotion of others? Can you walk into a room and sense the energy and emotion as well as the energy of the people in it or the people who were just in it? Energy does linger. Can you feel that? As you work through issues of importance in your life, do you find yourself considering your emotions or the emotions of others? Do you recall emotional connections, expressions, impressions, or feelings such as happy, curious, strong, or calm in your dreams clearly and vividly? If you were describing how a recent trip went or an event went to a friend or a family member, would you be more inclined to tell them what you saw, what you heard, or what you felt as you were describing that event? Okay, so let's do a small exercise together here. Take a moment to recall the last theater performance you went to. Take a moment to bring that back to memory. Pay attention to all the details around that performance as you recall it. And when you do so, as you recall, what are your initial impressions? Are you giving attention to vivid costumes and colors you saw, the sounds of the music, or the performers' voices? Or are you giving attention to emotions and feelings it brought for you, or that you saw in the performers? If you tend to give more attention to feelings of experiences in your daily life, then you are clairsentient. Do keep in mind that it is quite common to have two or even three clairabilities that present as strongest for you. As you grow in your learning, you will identify your strengths by how you interact with the world around you. A very classic clairsentient response is chills in your body. When this happens, please pay attention to what's happening around you and become aware of higher consciousness signs, symbols, and messages presenting for you in the moments surrounding this. All right, so let's talk a little bit about blockages. Sometimes clairsentience can be blocked by fear, as can any other clairability. For example, if a person fears they may feel something using this clairsentient gift that may scare them or that is unwelcome, then this will create a block. Understand that your clear feeling gift is rooted in the highest of good and love. So, before you step into this work, be sure to find a good and healthy perspective about it. An intention statement. Before you go to bed at night, say out loud, while you also perhaps write in your journal, "I am open and available to receiving higher knowing. My clairsentient ability is growing stronger every day. I use my ability to assist myself and others." Writing and stating your intention out loud sets certainty within your subconscious and will amplify the blossoming of this ability. All right, so how does clairsentient present? Clairsentient messages can present through your physical body in actual body sensations. Body messages can be felt either outside or inside the body. You may feel a touch or on your shoulder or an itch on your skin. These all have meaning. From inside your body, in turn, you might notice a twinge inside your belly or an ache inside your foot. Sometimes I'll get a tingling in my hands, which is my symbol that I'm working with or reading someone who's very creative and/or an artist of some kind. It's possible to get a combination of inside and outside messages, such as getting the chills, which you will generally feel inwardly, as well as getting literal goosebumps on your skin outside your body. Chills have become a very powerful way of confirming that the evidence being received is real. This lets you know you are fully tuned in during a reading and or when you are receiving messages. Other body codes include a whooshing sound you might hear through your ears, a facial twinge of some kind, maybe even a slight burning or tingling sensation somewhere on your body. Many people experience these sorts of messages without even knowing what they're related to. Okay, so how do we decode intuitive signals and body messages? Your body is full of information for you, but you must be consciously aware of the present moment in order to experience it. In this modern age, we're taught to honor our left brain thinking and to ignore or suppress our emotional or physical selves, as if we're computer brains walking around with a body attached for convenience. The result is that we're centered in our heads, not in our hearts. This is why we have to take time and special effort to be aware when we're getting psychic messages and/or when our loved ones on the other side are trying to speak to us, to encourage, warn, or applaud us about something going on in our lives. We've all probably had that experience where we feel a slight touch. If you are into intuitive work and/or you are a healer, this is a particular code that you will need to decipher. As mentioned previously, these feelings can be localized to one part of our body, inside or outside, or they may present as a general intuitive gut feeling. Sometimes when I'm out on my bike for a bike ride, I'll get a feeling that there's perhaps someone behind me on a bike as well, coming close, drawing near. Even though I can't hear them yet, I'll look back and see, well, they are indeed coming. That's an example of a gut sense. I heard nothing from behind, but I just had a feeling there was someone there. Pay attention when intuitive messages gently come in. You're not going to get a written letter. It's not going to come and knock at your door and say hello. You have to be aware in the present moment and tuned into them because they can be very subtle. When I receive an intuitive message 3 times, for example, I know that my guides or a loved one are trying to tell me something. You'll want to pay attention to this too. If you get repeated messages, that's your indication. Your soul is speaking to you. Spirit is speaking to you. There is something trying to get through. With that, we will bring this episode to a close. This is Clairsentience Part 1. I hope that you'll tune in next week for Clairsentience Part 2. Have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone. I look forward to seeing you here again next week.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.